Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome back. Today's Tuesday here in Sydney, and Easter has, the Easter long weekend has now moved on. It was an absolutely beautiful weekend here in Sydney. Had a great time. Actually took some time out of the markets, which was super valuable. Absolutely enjoyed taking time out in such a big way. I think it's just super, super important, and something I'll probably cover a little bit more in this podcast. But before I do, what I want to do is just sort of let you know, I haven't looked at the charts right now, okay? Other than over Easter, I had a quick look on, I think the last look I had was Saturday in relation to a stop movement on Bitcoin Cash, locking some profit. Now, I actually didn't look yesterday. I don't recall if I looked on Sunday. I can't remember. I can't remember because I was actually super relaxed and I'm just laying back and not doing a great deal or doing lots of stuff with friends and family. So just want to take you through right now what I see in the market. I have not looked until now. Okay, looking at Bitcoin right now on the daily, well, it seems like, well, people will be saying to you, oh, it looks like we've bottomed out around 6,500, which we may do, but it doesn't look like that to me at all. 6,500, let's have a look. Is there anything there? There's a little tiny bit. I mean, look, there really isn't. I mean, there's no real support there. The old lows, the biggest lows that we saw in the last four was 5873. We're about 1,000, or a bit above 1,000 from there. But what I'm seeing is the downtrend just sort of holding up over Easter. Not a lot of movement. A fairly sideways market over Easter. Not a great deal actually happened, which is being represented here on the charts. And basically, it looks likely that we'll probably see a pullback into the cradle zone at a minimum. Now, look, we may actually see it fall further. Who knows? We may see it bounce from here. Who knows? But what I do know is that there is no certainty that this is the bottom, and to be prepared for more opportunities to the downside. With that being said, anything can happen in crypto. It does look very, very bearish right now. There is nothing more to say on the matter. It is definitely in a downward trend. It is looking quite bearish on that daily time frame. Weekly doesn't look very strong either. As a matter of fact, all time frames looking incredibly weak, and we'll have to just wait and see how the week plays out. Now, how do you come back after a break? Because this can be confusing for some people, or this can be daunting. Coming back from a break means that you've got to understand that if you've properly taken the 4 days off, let's say you took 3.5 days. So I came in, did some stuff on the Friday morning. But let's say you took your full 4 days off. You didn't look at the markets. You took yourself from a full break. Now, think of the last time you did that. For many of you, it will have been a very long time since you last took a decent sort of a break. Now, it's really important how you come back into the markets, because what you do now is very, very crucial to the beginning of the week. And now, I always like to make sure I focus and maintain a level of focus starting a new week, because I don't want to start the week by putting the wrong foot forward. Now, I don't take that much time out. I don't get that much time away from the markets, usually probably 1 day a week, sometimes 2 days a week, where I pull myself out and just totally do nothing at all. And it's really, really refreshing, and it's really, really good, but it's not very often I take 4 days in a row off. So how do we come back? We need to come back. The way I come back is I go through and I read my pledge to myself. So I've got a pledge to myself, my trading, and if you're in any of the subscriptions, you'll know that, you know, there is a sequence of events that I go through, my routines and structures. But just on that, I come back in, I read the pledge to myself, I review my rules. So I read through what my objectives to myself are. What am I trying to achieve? What is it that I'm looking to do? And then I, do my little sit down, quiet time, and get ready to get into the market. So I don't just run in, jump in 2 feet first, like, a kid in summer in the pool, where they're really excited. They go, oh, it's wet, it's warm, it's warm outside, it's wet in the pool, let's go, boom, and jump in 2 feet first. No, I don't do that. What I do is I take my time, I consider my options, I remind myself that good decisions are made when you're in the right headspace. So don't just plow straight back in. Take your time. Now, don't, if you feel excited to be back in the markets, if you feel like you really, really want to take a trade now, I suggest you stop yourself, step back, take a breath, take your time, and remind yourself that good trading practices provide you with good outcomes. Now, as you'll know, I wait a long time for trades sometimes. If there's not a lot going on, I will be very patient and I will wait a considerable amount of time. That might mean that I'm waiting a considerable amount of time this week. Now, it's a short week, so I might not even find a trade, but I'm okay with that. You come back and you get yourself into the mindset of, I don't need to be trading right now. Don't forget that. If you took 4 days off, you've come back and everything's fine. You know what I mean? It's the world still works. We're still spinning around in the same orbit that we were. You're still putting one foot in front of the other. Everything is still going the way it was. Just the same as if you don't take trades this week. And now, I'm not saying you shouldn't trade this week. I'm bringing your focus back to what you should be doing. And that's focusing on what it is that you want and what it is that you need to do to achieve the desired outcomes that you want. See, it's not just about jumping in and pressing buttons and clicking the mouses and saying moon, moon, Lambo, moon, Lambo, moon, Lambo. It's about focus, understanding, structure, and flawless execution of your strategy. And it all starts with a nice, clear head. So guys, very short show this week, or sorry, today, very short show because it's very to the point. The markets look bearish. I will be waiting. Take your time and don't rush back into the markets, guys. There will be good trades that will present themselves. We've just got to make sure that we don't take the crappy ones leading up to the good ones, because if you do that, you can hemorrhage money, and when the good ones come, all you do is get back that hemorrhage money, and it's not quite so good, is it? So take your time, take big deep breaths, go through your structure, go through your routine, go through your pledge to yourself, and guess what? If you don't have one, go and get it done. Now, guys, for those of you who joined up over the Easter break with the promotion, welcome. Thanks very much. I hope you've gone through the content, enjoyed it, and I hope that I can continue to help you moving forward and make you the best trader you can be. Guys, have a great day. Hope you had a great Easter. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.